About 200 people turned out to watch the Southeast Conference's question and answer session in Petersburg's community gym. It was open to all candidates for regional and statewide offices, but two of the participants have become national figures in the midterm struggle for control of Congress. Democrat and Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams spoke about his reasons for running and admitted his initial surprise at Fairbanks attorney Joe Miller's upset victory in the August Republican primary.
You know, I thought that I could help elevate a voice from Southeast Alaska in a statewide dialogue. And I was fully expecting to have a civic exchange with a very classy and gracious Lisa Murkowski throughout the course of the summer. Well, did you guys read the news on the 24th of August? Things kind of changed a little bit there. And now I believe that I am in the fight of my life on behalf of the land that I love.
McAdams criticized Miller for signing a national pledge against so-called pork barrel earmarks, including earmarks serving only a local or special interest. The pledge Miller signed came from a national group called Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. That's a Washington, D.C.-based political action committee that supports conservative Republican candidates, according to the Federal Elections Commission. The group is known for its annual listing of projects it calls pork barrel, and several Southeast projects are on this year's list, including dredging for Petersburg's harbor, a wastewater treatment plant expansion in Skagway, the Tongass Timber Pipeline Program, Sitka's waterfront development, and Juneau Airport lighting. According to the group's website, Miller has signed the pledge. As Sitka's mayor, McAdams said he had gone to Washington, D.C. to advocate for local project funding. He took exception to the idea that it was wasteful.
We need to, as a matter of equal footing, have every opportunity to develop our communities. You know, there was a time in this country when the Transcontinental Railroad was a railroad to nowhere, when the Hoover Dam was a dam for no one, yet it's almost impossible to imagine the growth, the prosperity and development of the American West without that East Coast investment, without the support of Washington, D.C. and the federal government. Why in the world would we say no to that now? I think it's bad for Alaska.
Initially, the only other candidate on stage was Democrat Harry Crawford, who is running for U.S. House against Republican incumbent Don Young. Young was back in D.C. at the time. Miller was in Petersburg, but he missed the first 40 minutes of the discussion because he had scheduled a separate meeting with a local commercial fishing group. Once Miller did arrive, the question on the table was about federal transportation funds. Miller took the opportunity to defend his stance on federal spending, saying the era of earmarks was over.
We know that the system, as we know it now, isn't going to continue. And it's not going to continue either because we hit bankruptcy as a nation or because there are changes at the national level that limit the funding that come in.
So Miller repeated his call for a transition away from dependence on federal money and towards more resource development by the private sector in Alaska. But he also emphasized several times that during the transition, he thought Alaska should still fight to make sure it gets its fair share of federal funds.
And that means that we continue to ensure that we get the DONE funds that we get under the transportation taxes. That means that we continue to ensure that because the federal government owns almost two-thirds of the state, that they pay what is due us. But we also recognize that those funds are going to end at some point. And so we focus on the resource base that the founders of the state recognized could create independence for us.
While he credited the federal government for its management of federal fisheries, Miller called for less federal regulations in other areas, possibly by defunding agencies, to put natural resource development on the fast track. As the candidates made some of their closing remarks in Petersburg, McAdams stressed his experience as an Alaskan mayor.
I think having a local governance guy, somebody who's been a local elected leader for 8 years, on the other side, listening to local electeds and their needs is going to serve us all well and build Alaska.
In his wrap-up, Miller criticized the government and Democrats in general.
If you want to grow the Southeast economy, grow the private sector, grow the natural resource sector, and get government out of the way, but if you believe that the answer to the current crisis that we're in is to re-elect Democrats and to grow government to the extent that it becomes even larger and forces us into bankruptcy, think again. It's a dead end for America, it's a dead end for Alaska, and it's certainly a dead end for the Southeast.
Shortly after the Petersburg event, McAdams and Miller both took their campaigns on to Juneau. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.